I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black, I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black. Yo, I'm black and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blickety black, black, black.
Hello world. Hello world. Hello world. I'd like to dedicate this record to all those people who look to have something to say to those people out there who swear they're fresh, but they're really not fresh. Always fronting all the time, going around, acting like they're part of the crew, if you know what I mean. They're not really down. They're not really part of the crew. And if you ever find yourself at a loss of words, you can say something that goes like this. People on your nose, your Joe Knuckle neck. You need to see the barber that you can bet. Now when you get a girl, you boast and you brag. And every girl you had, she needs a paper bag. You big bone head, you silly rabbit. You need some advice, please kick the habit. You better stop. You run the show. I'ma take it to your face so that you know. You ain't fresh, nah, baby. You ain't fresh, so go hang with yourself. You ain't fresh, you? You ain't fresh, fresh. Girl, you look fly, but you ain't that fly that you can't say hi when the guy say hi. I don't mean to spill, but I'm gonna tell you. That kid you wear ain't really real. You wear braided gold, your arms are musty, your breath is bad, your pants are dusty, and you got a big on your big toe. I'ma take it to your face so that you know. You ain't fresh, nah, baby. You ain't fresh, so go ahead with yourself. You ain't fresh, who? Not you. You ain't fresh, fresh. You ain't fresh, you ain't fresh. Fresh, doing fresh, fresh. Hey, you're thinking, Sam, you better go ahead. You smell just like two rotten eggs. I know times are hard, but it ain't that hard. Go buy yourself some right guard. I saw many things I couldn't ignore. Never saw a face like yours before. It's like a bulldog in an ugly show. I'ma tell you to your face so that you know. You ain't fresh, baby. You ain't fresh, so go ahead.
Check 1-2, y'all. Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show. Philosopher King Central. Just jumping on here, man. Giving y'all a brief update of what's going on with me. Man. And this update will be brief. I'm going to go ahead and tie. What's that? The Fannie Willis, DA Fulton County debacle on with an update with me because I haven't had time to actually get into nothing or really speak on anything because I've been in and out the hospital, man, trying to stay alive, Jack, trying to stay alive, man. Yeah. I've been having an issue with my left arm and the middle finger on my left hand, and it ended up getting infected somehow. I had like a bump on it, for some weird reason that bump turned into some sort of cyst or some sort of infection, and me being diabetic, like I said, it became infected. So I was nursemaiding that, man, for the past couple of months, trying to make sure that I didn't lose the finger. But guess what, y'all? I lost the battle. Ended up having surgery last week, you know, being in and out the hospital. So they had to amputate the middle finger, man. This diabetes ain't no goddamn joke, man. Look, if you got children, man, if you got diabetes in your family, man, be on your kids, be on your children about managing that diabetes, man. I had no idea that this shit ran in my family like this, man. This is the downside of not having a patriarch or not having a man in the family that actually put you to the side, man, and talk to you about family, family history, and family curses and whatnot, man. I just had no idea. Let me see, about the age of 35 is when someone actually pulled me to the side, which was my uncle, and started talking to me about, you know, diabetes and family diseases and curses and shit, man. If I would have knew earlier that these things ran in the bloodline, man, yeah, I would have taken a lot better care of myself, man, as far as my diet was concerned. Yeah, but long story short, I lost the middle finger, man. I lost my finger. So that's two legs gone below the knee. And now I'm walking around with crab hands or an alien left hand. That's what it looked like. It looked like something out of a sci-fi movie, man. It just looked crazy, man. Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm gonna go ahead and show y'all what the hell it looked like, man. I don't know if I wanna gross y'all the fuck out, man. I don't know. But to drive the message home, maybe I should let y'all see this shit, man. Let y'all know that being an old, broke down, crippled trick is not where it's not the business, man. It's not the business, bruh, for real. So that's what's going on with me. And of course, you know, this goes into the vein of what I'm always telling y'all, man. You know, get you a good chick, man. Get you a good broad. You know what I mean? Because when push come to shove, if you ain't got no woman out here to actually give two fucks about you, man, that's a lonely place to be, Jack. It is a lonely place to be. Shit. I got wifey, you know what I mean? She was driving me back and forth to, to the hospital. Then, of course, I had Hydra. And that heifer, you know, that's the downside of fucking with a hood chick, man. You know, a hood chick that's dependent upon your monetary situation. You know what I mean? She ain't got no car. She ain't got no transportation. You know. A bitch can't help you if you need help. Bottom line, put it that way, man. You know what I mean? Shit. Because when I got out the hospital, you know, I needed some aid and some help. And couldn't depend on the Hydra. She's steady bitching like, I ain't got no car. I ain't got no transportation. I'm like, oh my God, man. Thus is the curses of a man that depend on, you know, a bitch with no goddamn ride. Or a broke bitch, man. Shit. Yeah, man. It's real simple. Just, goddamn, bitch, just get you some transportation. You know what I mean? But the same thing that makes her really, makes her advantageous for me in the long run when I need, you know, a little bit of sexual healing, it's the same thing that makes her a disadvantage to me at the same time. Shit, you know what I mean? Due to the fact that she's broke. She's a good, compliant, you know what I mean, female. But at the same time, if you need something done, or if you need some help on something, you know, she ain't the one to call. Shit, because she's the one that's centered her life around needing you. You know what I mean? Shit. Yeah, man, it's not the business. Yeah, I was over here fucked up, man. Could only use one hand. Of course, I can't walk. And my grandmama was over here. She needed some help, you know, because usually I cook and clean for my grandmama and shit. I only had one hand. You know, I needed some help that particular day. And Well, she dropped the ball. She couldn't. I can't come through. I ain't got no ride. I ain't got no money to get no ride. I'm like, oh my God, man. I'm like, Mike, what have you done, man? I'm like, get you a bitch in your life that's got some purpose, man. Fuck. And I damn sure don't need a broad, man, for like no sexual healing for the most part. Every now and then I crave it, but hey, man, right about now, you know, that's the furthest thing from my mind, man. I need a bitch that can get some shit done, man. Shit. But fortunately for me, still got wifey on the team, wifey on the squad and shit. She was coming through, doing her thing. Much love, much appreciative of her. So, yeah, that's what's been going on with me, man. It's, my God, man. It has not been easy for Big Mike, man, the past couple months, bro. It's not been easy. So once again, you heard it here, man. Shit, if y'all don't fuck around, excuse me, if you do, if you fucking around out here in these streets, man, fucking with these hood chicks, shit, man, you're not really trying to get you a quality woman, man. Oh, my God. You gonna be up shit creek, man, if you find yourself needing some aid and some comfort due to some health issues later on down the road, man. Yeah, bruh. Real talk. You know? Cause some of y'all hard-headed, man. I think I'm out here, you know, saying, you know, there's some good chicks out here, there's some good broads, and y'all need to go ahead and open up your mind and open up your heart to find you a good chick, man, and y'all be, I mean, y'all be thinking I'm doing that for the bitch, man, for the chick, for the broad, nigga. I'm not doing that for them. I'm doing that for you. You. Because in the long run, that's best for you, Jack. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the long run, it's best for you, man. You don't want to be in my position, man, and not have nobody on your team and on your squad, man, for real. Okay, enough of that. Let's get down to the fun. Yeah, every now and then, y'all know me, man. I like to make predictions, man. I like to go ahead and speak on things to flex my prophetic muscles, my Nostradamus swag. And we done went ahead and looked at the whole Fannie Willis disqualification trial. You know, her and the Nathan Wade dude, man. You know, nothing would please me more to see this cunt, this bitch get disqualified. You know what I mean? She riding around this motherfucker, popping her collar, acting like she the queen, like she king shit. Oh, nothing would make me happier, man, to see this bitch take an L, man, to take a fall, man. I'm trying to tell you, I just can't believe, look, man. Look, when me and my man Tony, man, when we did that, that lawsuit, man, against the state of California State Franchise Tax Board, man. For those that don't remember, I went ahead and I sued State of California Franchise Tax Board because these motherfuckers claimed that I owe state of California taxes. I'm like, who? What? I'm not a resident of California. What the fuck y'all talking about? So they actually went on my bank account, man, and was taking money out of my shit. And one thing that I learned about going to court and doing things, you know, against a bureaucracy, against the system, is that it's not about justice. It's not about everybody getting a fair shake, man. It's not about that at all. What happened with me was, I mean, we had all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted, and everything was right and exact. Everything was copacetic on our end as far as our documentations, you know, showing and proving that I was not a resident of California and I did not owe anybody taxes in California, man. But the courts here in Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio, was very reluctant to even see the case, to try the case, or even give us any sort of rhythm. I mean, they tried any and everything possible to not give us the win or the verdict over the California Tax Board. Yeah, man. I'm like, well, what's the delay and what's the hold up? And, I mean, it was just ridiculous. So finally, we had to play the game, and we had to go ahead and get us a Jewish lawyer because we filed everything in pro se, basically, which means we did not use a lawyer to do this. We went ahead and did it ourselves, and it seemed that the courts took offense to that shit. Like, how dare y'all come in here and just file all of this shit like you know what you're doing? You know what I mean? Yeah, man. We went in there. We pretty much mopped him up, man. Tony's a beast with that shit, man. Mopped him up. No doubt about it. We won the case, but they did not want to give us the goddamn rhythm. Did not want to give us the win, man. Until we went ahead and played the game the way they wanted us to play it. Got us a Jewish lawyer. And, you know, he went ahead and made it so we had the look of professionalism. And we basically won the case. And I got my money back. Right? Okay. So, what did I learn from that? What I learned from that is, once again, reiterating, it is not about truth or justice. It's not about that. A lot of times it's just political. And a sitting judge or a sitting magistrate, they're not looking to basically give you a fair shake or give you justice. They're there to basically look after themselves and to make sure that their career flows smooth. And if giving you a win against a powerful opponent is going to somehow derail their career aspirations in the court system of being a judge, or being a lawyer, or being a DEA or whatever. Yeah, excuse me, a DA. You about to get stroked. You are about to get fucked. Because they would much rather give your opponent the rhythm or the love than you. Especially if you were the small guy. If you are not some sort of bureaucratic, huge, large government deity or entity, man. Right? So, well, I'm looking at this case with Fannie Willis. And what's that dude's name, man? The milk dud, head-ass nigga, man, that was on the stand, man. Forget that nigga name, man. The nigga that was lying through his teeth. First of all, they was all lying through their teeth. They were just all, oh, my God. The lies. The lies. And in a sane, just world, yeah, they gonna get what they deserve, man. I mean, imagine that. These people are in charge of prosecuting criminals. So-called dishonest people in court. They are in charge of prosecuting dishonest people. But guess what? When the shoe's put on the other foot, guess who's dishonest? Guess who's criminal? Yeah, it's Fannie Willis and her ilk. Fannie Willis and her whole office. Dishonest. Liars. Deceivers. Plain as day. 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 So, man, I'm listening to testimony of everybody, man. And like I said, Fannie, Wade, and what's his name? Terrence Bradley, I believe. Yeah. Oh my God, man. Just listening to all these people talking, man. It's just so obvious that they're deceiving everybody. That they're lying. It's just so obvious. Then I'm listening to the judge, and the judge, he sounds really metrosexual, really milquetoast. Just listening to his vibe and his demeanor, he is definitely of a liberal slant, if you ask me. You know what I mean? And it's been brought out that he's been a donor to Fannie Willis's campaigns and whatnot. And just the way he's talking, man, you know what I mean? Even though the Trump prosecution got these motherfuckers dead to rights, man. They done exposed everybody, man. They done exposed the emails. They done been exposed with the text messages. They done been exposed with the cell phone data. You know what I mean? It's basically showing that they had a relationship well into, you know, 2019 just from the cell phone data of him going over there laying up and smashing Fanny, you know what I mean? Shit, and then the Terrence Bradley fool, he sweethearting and texting the Trump prosecution, man, texting them all sorts of goodies, you know what I mean? To basically show and prove that Fanny and Wade is lying. But he get on the stand and now he doing a 180. Now all of a sudden he don't know nothing. He can't recall nothing. And then I'm listening to the judge, man. And the judge, man, he giving, you know, the Fanny defense all sorts of love, all sorts of rhythm, if you ask me, man. Yeah, man. So I was just having vibes, man, and doing that state California franchise tax board, man. I'm looking at the judge and I'm like, he about to pull a fast one, man. He about to pull a fast one. Yeah, everybody think that he gonna go ahead and side with Trump's team, but I'm getting a different sort of vibe, man. You know. The name of the game here is he's gonna try his best to try and please both sides, because he know that Fanny and them being caught dead to rights. He's gonna try and have some sort of median way to still keep the broad on the case, to try and keep her in the mix, but at the same time make it so that he can't or she can't bring Trump to court in the prescribed time to actually disqualify him from running for president. If I was a betting man, that's what he's going to try and do. He's going to try and delay this. I mean, because that's what he's doing now. He's delaying it. Like, I need 2 weeks to decide. You know what I mean? He's going to try and stretch this out as long as he can, because when he drops the hammer, he's going to say, no, I don't see any conflict of interest. I believe that she should still be the prosecutor, but at the same time, I believe he's going to try and finagle it in which he hands down this verdict to the point where he gives Trump and his team enough time to run for president and to become president well before that RICO charge and that court case even comes to fruition. So yeah, you heard it here first. Big Mike, what do you think is going to happen? I think he's still going to keep her on the case, is what I think. Even though they've been caught dead to rights lying, but the logic of the court is going to be, you know, what that got to do with anything? I mean, they protect their own, man. They protect their own, right? So them sleeping together, them embezzling and funneling money, and, you know, using taxpayer dollars, and them not having any sort of professional dignity or courtesy of actually being real lawyers or real prosecutors. You know, all that's going out the window. No one gives a shit about that, man. At least not in the aspect of should any of that impede them prosecuting Trump. And the courts are going to say no. I'm getting that vibe, man. They're going to say no. They're going to keep her on the case. Somehow, some way, he's going to try and appease and please both sides. By somehow, some way, stretching this shit out is going to make the Trump team or the Trump side or the MAGA side happy. So, yeah, I just want to flex my Nostradamus muscles. I just want to flex that so that y'all heard it here first. Yeah, man, it's going to be all about the politics, man. It's going to be political, man. It ain't going to be about what's right or what's righteous or what's right or what's wrong. It's going to be all about that judge wanting to keep his standing in that circle, in that community of lawyers and judges and DAs. Yeah, that's all that's about. He looking out for his best interest. He looking to make sure, man, that no matter what happens going down the road, he's able to further his career and not burn no bridges, man. That's what's going on. So, yeah, I just want to come on in here and just say that, man. Hopefully, pretty soon, I'll have a little something to say about some other things. Like I said, man, ain't really been getting into too much. As y'all can see, I am on a quest to try and spruce up the place a little bit, man. Try and create some websites or show or post some photos or some flicks, man, of some of the chicks, man. You know, just, you know, give y'all something to look at, whether y'all give a fuck about it or not. But anyway, man, Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Maxi Limits Radio Show. Philosopher King Central. And we out. And we out. And we out. And we out. Maxi.com. We'll be right back.
say, live your life.